And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you, take the poll on my website. Real simple, yes or no question. Are you going to make a New Year's resolution for 2012? Yes or no? You can find it on my website, brainstormingonline.com. That's brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. I'll announce the results of the poll on tomorrow. Show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is heroes. Each of my guests is describing a hero, whether in war, in politics, or in everyday life. My next guest is an everyday hero. He is the adoptive father of three young children. We'll discuss parenthood and how it's changed his life from his book, This Is Us. And if you want to join in the conversation, or if you have a question, you can call us at 639-0008. David Marine is half Puerto Rican, half Irish, European, and all American. Raised in the Midwest, he went to prep school in the East Coast, college in Colorado, and law school here in California, where he has also spent the last 20 years of his life. A media company executive by profession and an adventurer by nature, David has traveled to 11 countries and visited 36 of our 50 states. He has skydived in Arizona, he's water skied in the Caribbean, and he's rescued Olive Ridley sea turtles in Costa Rica. By far the greatest adventure in David's life, however, is fatherhood. He and his children live here in California, and joining us from the South Bay, hi David, how are you today?
I'm great. Nice to be with you.
Well, thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And sort of you characterize your story this way, a man without a meaningful past who adopts three children without a meaningful future. So tell us your story. What is the single white guy like yourself doing adopting three Mexican children?
Well, I did that as a single parent. So my story is that I grew up with two brothers and two sisters. I always wanted kids, and instead I was divorced with no children. So about 8 years ago, I decided to adopt, and I took the classes and did the interviews and the references and the background checks. I tell people I've been fingerprinted more than anybody they know who's not in jail. And I met in a foster home near the strawberry fields of Santa Maria three abandoned Mexican-American children. They were abandoned by felons. And I knew when I met them that I would adopt them. They were delightful little children, 2, 4, and 6 years old, in four foster homes. They had a very tough life. And I brought them into my home, and it's been just a pleasure the whole time. It's been 8 years now. It's amazing.
Wow. I mean, it's an amazing story, and you are certainly an everyday hero to do that. But let me just set the stage because, you know, celebrities like Sandra Bullock, Meg Ryan, Angelina Jolie, they have adopted children as single parents. The determining factor there is, though, that they're all women. You know, it's rarer for a single man to adopt children as a single parent. Do you think that there's a stigma against single men adopting children?
Well, I do, but more important, I think a lot of men don't know that they can adopt as a single parent. I didn't know that when I first explored it. And in fact, now, domestically, one-third of all adoptions are by single women, so they've figured it out, but only 1% by single men. And in the year I adopted, there were only 8,000 kids adopted by in the United States. And 160 by single men, and I took three, so I may have been the only person in the country to take three as a single parent that year. There are issues, I suppose, with single men adopting. There were actually people in social services in Santa Barbara County, where I lived, who were opposed to me getting the kids, and I never did figure out why, and frankly, I didn't really care what they thought. Once I met them, I wanted them, and I got them.
Well, it's a little bit more challenging because, you know, when you think of pedophiles, you do think of men more than women in that particular category. Do you think that there's any of that prejudices social workers against men adopting children?
Well, I'm not sure if it's for that reason, because you're heavily vetted for many months and interviews and background checks, all of that.
Okay.
I think more what happened in my case in Santa Barbara County is that the there were social workers who were opposed to this, but the reason was they couldn't figure out why anyone would want these kids. These kids were abandoned by felons. They were basically their career path was to go across the street and work in the field, and so they couldn't understand why anyone would want them. And in fact, when I met them, they were delightful and happy and bright-eyed and cheerful, and I've been blessed to have him in my home.
Well, without a doubt. My guest is David Marine, author of the book, This Is Us, The New All-American Family. And David, adoption's a two-way street. How did you get three neglected children to trust you and then be willing to be adopted by you?
Well, yeah, it was amazing. The little one, when I met him at two, didn't even speak. My four-year-old daughter spoke a little bit of English and Spanish, and my six-year-old was in first grade. They'd been in four foster homes. They didn't trust a soul. They were actually afraid of the police and social workers. They had nightmares about the robbers taking them, and
wow.
I eventually learned from my kids that the robbers were the police and social workers, so they didn't trust anyone. It's amazing that they allowed me into their life. We had a lot of fun. Initially, we would leave town. We would get into the Land Rover, and we went to an ostrich farm and the Horse Whisperer's Ranch, and we just went all over the place exploring. And in not that long a time, weeks, months, they talked to me as I was their father. They called me Daddy and all of that, which is fun. And over time, they grew to trust me. And we've had a lot of fun ever since.
My guest is David Marine. So, David, let's talk about the foster care system, if we can, for just a minute. You endured, as you said, years of red tape before the adoption became official. And when I read your story, it's pretty easy to come to the conclusion that the foster care system is broken. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I do agree with that. It takes forever. The issue there for me, there are a couple of them. One is that social workers are basically bureaucrats, and I had a very good social worker who got me into the whole foster care world, and I had a very good social worker who got me out. But in between, a lot of bureaucrats, they would miss meetings, they would miss court dates. There's no sense of urgency, there's no speed. So the system doesn't function nearly as well as it could. It takes months to get things accomplished. And in the meantime, the United States has 500,000 kids in foster care who are just waiting and waiting and waiting, and it's pretty frustrating. And I finally got my adoption done because I was very proactive, let's say, with contacting the higher-ups in social services and telling them I wanted them to finish their business.
Well, it's amazing to me that you had to push so hard, but I want to come back to something that you said earlier. These social workers would miss meetings, would miss appointments. These are people that are on the payroll, the government payroll. We're essentially, our tax dollars are funding them for their jobs. How is it that they could miss a meeting? How could they be that irresponsible, for lack of a better word?
Well, it's a good question. There's very little accountability. I heard a lot of excuses. We're understaffed, and we don't have any money. But they missed important court dates. They just didn't go, and they had the right before the adoption went through to visit our home once a month, and sometimes they would come and sometimes they wouldn't. So there's no accountability. Some of the people I worked with were friendly but poorly trained. There was a very significant legal hearing that the social worker organizing it thought that she had to provide notice to my kids' biological parents after the hearing. And, of course, you get notice before a hearing, right?
Right.
So that was a delay of about 6 months over something that, anybody knows. You have to tell people before they're going to be in court that they're going to be in court. So it was mind-boggling, frankly. And I, at one point, I called the director, Santa Barbara County Social Services, and I said, should I be hiring an attorney to watch you folks do your work so this isn't messed up? And she said, you wouldn't be the first.
Really? Oh, wow. She readily agreed to that. My guest is David Marine. So, David, bigger question is, what can be done to repair the foster care system, in your opinion?
Well, it needs to go quicker. And there are counties, adoptions are nationwide are handled at the county level. There are counties that have initiatives in place to make things go quicker. The vetting people, the background checks and all that, take 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Well, you know, a police officer can vet a car that he's pulled over in 6 seconds, and presidential cabinet appointees are vetted in 6 weeks. It shouldn't take 9 months. And then the process of the legalities, because you have to first, to make the kids available for adoption, strip the biological parents of their legal rights. Those are court dates, and they need to be scheduled quicker. There are some, like I say, some counties are getting better at it, and they're getting quicker. I think it's a matter of leadership at the county level and making decisions to make the process go faster.
My guest is David Marine, author of the book, This Is Us, The New All-American Family. David, reading your book, you've done a remarkable job of keeping your three children connected to their two older sisters. Why do you think it's important for the five children to remain connected as you've done? And do you have any feelings about not adopting all five children?
Well, it's a great question. So I was sitting at work about 8 years ago, 9 years ago. I got a phone call from a social worker who knew I had a license to be a foster parent. You have to get a foster license in order to adopt. There's no such thing as an adoption license. And so the social worker called and told me he had five kids, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10, and asked me if he could bring them over that day, which I thought was insane. I just moved to town, didn't know a soul in it. And so he actually placed the two older girls with their biological fathers, and which was good at the time. And there were three left that no one wanted, and I met them and eventually adopted them. But the connection to their older sisters is something that you know, I have sisters, and I know how much they mean to me. And I know that my kids, when they were all separated, missed their sisters. And I was told by my social worker, because of the nature of the prior regime, we're basically talking about gang members, to not reveal my identity and not contact their older sisters until the legal rights of the parents were severed. So I waited to do that and eventually got them all together, eventually took all five to Disneyland. And in retrospect, I do regret sometimes, frankly, that I didn't take all five. It seemed a little crazy at the time. The oldest one now, though, has graduated from high school, Santa Barbara High School, a delightful young lady, and is now taking college courses, the first person in her family to graduate from high school, the first one to go to college. And the other one is now 16 and trying to work her way through high school. So we see them a couple of times a year. We celebrate birthdays. And it's a great time when we get together.
Oh, that is remarkable. My guest is David Marine, author of the book, This Is Us, The New All-American Family. David, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, This Is Us?
Well, you know, there's a misconception out there that children who are in the foster care system who are over 2 years old or minorities or a sibling set are very hard to adopt. They're hard to place. And in fact, states give incentives that some states provide free in-state college tuition for adopting kids like this, and they're hard to place. And so I got my kids when they were 2, 4, and 6. They were a sibling set. They were minorities, and they were over two. And it's been a total delight. We had some issues at the beginning, which is understandable. But all of my kids have been on the honor roll for the whole time they've been in school. My son was ranked number one in his sixth grade class. He actually rode his bike last year to the local community college to take a math course to get ready for his honor classes in high school.
Wow.
And he, at 14, is old enough to leave school and go work in the field. So I wrote the book because there are hundreds of thousands of kids out there that need a chance. They need a chance to be successful. They need a chance to live a normal childhood. And I'm an advocate, of course, for adoption and encourage people to look at that.
And it is a great book. We're going to have to leave it there. My guest has been David Marine, author of the book, This Is Us. David, thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.